Chris is K-A-Y-T. Gina Alexandria. The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. K-A-Y-T. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
This is BJ, and I would like to welcome you to our show, Just Stuff. This show is about ordinary people just like you, just like me, combining our efforts in a positive way to make our community better, one day at a time, through conversation, encouragement, resources, empowerment, and just plain talk. Remember, you are the best part of this show. Today, we will be talking about or highlighting encouragement. Encouragement is just like a breath of fresh air. Encouragement carries a lot of weight in some people's lives, and too few times we fail to encourage people when we have the opportunity. So today we're just going to talk about encouraging others, encouraging yourself. It's just a good thing. It's a good thing to do that, to lift each other up, to build each other up, because that's scripture. And scripture tells us to build each other up in positive ways. A lot of people are dealt a lot of negativity, and they're put down, and they don't thrive because of all of the negativity that they get from other people sometimes. So we want to just be a community that encourages others. We can do that. Anxiety in a man's heart weighs him down, but a good word makes him glad. Proverbs 12:25. Gracious words are like a honeycomb, sweetness to the soul and health to the body. Proverbs 16:24. A word fitly spoken is like apples of gold in a setting of silver. Proverbs 25:11. Therefore, encourage one another and build one another up, just as you are doing. 1 Thessalonians 5:11. In a world that's so saturated with negativity, it's just easy to get caught up in that vein of thinking, the vein of thinking which is negative. One of the most popular things that I hear these days, that I hear people say sometimes, is it is what it is. No, it's not what it is, what it is. It's what God says. And a statement like that, to me, it sounds like defeat to me. It sounds like no hope when you say that it is what it is. It sounds like you're just going to stop right there and nothing else is going to come from that place. Like it's just the end of the line. And again, I would just like to reiterate, it's what God says, but you have to get into the Word and you have to know what God says. Sometimes in the whole scheme of life, we sometimes forget how important encouragement is to life. God said that in this world we would have trials and tribulations, but in John 16:33, God said to take heart, I have overcome the world. God already knew that we would need encouragement. We live in a chaotic and contaminated society. The enemy is running rampant. People are selfish. It's more of the I and me rather than us or we. People are hurting, y'all. People are feeling hopeless and sick, and there's a church in almost every neighborhood, but people are still hurting. People need encouragement from people around them, from people who love them. Encouragement can lead others to God. And for those of us who know God, encouragement helps us to press on. In Acts 4:36, Barnabas was an encourager. He loved to serve others, and he was willing to do whatever the church leaders needed him to do. We shouldn't assume that we are all strong in the faith and doing well in faith. We need to encourage each other. We as Christians should look for opportunities to encourage someone in some way. And when we encourage people, we cannot be superficial, because people know when you're superficial. They know when you don't mean what you're saying. You're just saying something to either pacify them or get them to shut up, or you want them to just go away so you can be about your business. People know when you're being superficial. And when we're encouraging somebody, we have to be real. And encouragement has to come from the heart. And we should always be willing to help people in that area if we can. And I'm fortunate enough to have Pastor Chappelle with me again today. And he's going to talk about some of the things that, or some of the ways that he feels about encouraging others. Pastor.
Amen. It's good to be here again, Sister Horton. I bring you greetings to both you and your listeners. I'm thankful to God that I've gotten another opportunity to be with you and to discuss this important subject of encouragement. Encourage is defined as to give support, to give confidence or hope to someone. And to encourage is an action word. It's a verb. So it's an action word. It's something that we do. It's not something we just sit around and think about, but it's something that we do. It's something that we give away. And that's what encouragement is. It's giving something to someone that they may be blessed. Some of the synonyms associated with encourage would be to cheer, to be cheerful, to uplift, to motivate, to stir, to stimulate. All of those are loving terms when we think of giving those type things to other people, to stimulate them. And on the other hand, those are things that we need to be stimulated, to be given support, to be given confidence and or hope. Those are all things we need as Christians, as individuals, as people, as human beings. Those are all things that we need. And God can bless us in many different ways to receive encouragement. And we need to be mindful of how He is blessing us with encouragement. It may come from some of the strangest places. And I can recall a situation that I was in. It was after one of the hurricanes, and everyone was the gas stations had opened up again. This was over in Texas, and people were getting fuel for their cars. And I remember going to a gas station, and this man was putting gas in his car, and I was on the other side of the pump. And you know, I tried to make eye contact with him just to say hello, but he never really looked up. And his face, just from the outside, and you know, this is proof that you can't judge a book by its cover. His face on the outside was gruffy. It was mean looking. And I said, you know what I'm gonna do? I'm just gonna speak to this man. And so I finally eventually got eye contact with him, and I said hello. and he looked up, and that man gave the most beautiful smile, one of the most beautiful smiles that I've ever seen. And to this day, I remember that. And even to this day, that's encouragement to me that he would give me that type of smile, that kind of encouragement. And it was a time when everybody was scrambling, you know, to get gasoline, to get food, because everything had been shut down. And in the midst of that, God gave me encouragement through that man who on the surface looked like he was ready to eat nails. And God blessed me to receive that type of encouragement, that stimulation from seeing that beautiful smile. So that lets us know that we should recognize, and it may not be in a big way where you're gonna see it written on a billboard, "Be encouraged today," but in small, blessed ways, God can bless us with encouragement. And I'm thankful for that. Amen.
And you don't know how you're making the first step to speak to him. You don't know how that may have blessed him.
That's right.
But what
That's
if you hadn't done it?
Yeah.
Then he would not have received a blessing, and you would not have received a blessing by seeing the smile on his face, you know, as an appreciation for you just saying hello.
Amen.
Because it,
Amen.
You know, it made a difference, and the difference was he smiled
That's
at you
right.
for
That's
saying
right.
hello. So that, you know, just things like that, because we don't know what's going on in other people's lives sometimes, and the encouragement that comes from us may save somebody's life. You just never know. And when we encourage people, we should seize every opportunity to share the good news of the gospel, tell people positive things about themselves. Look in the mirror sometimes and tell yourself something positive about you. Because, you know, sometimes we can really get down on ourselves. And one of the biggies with me is not giving other people's words negative power over me. Don't give other people's negative input power over you, because sometimes other people are so negative, it can just stop you in your tracks if you don't look beyond that. But you have to look beyond that and see God's purpose for your life, and not let other people cause you to become stagnant in your life and not to receive what God has for you. And, you know, always be proud of yourself. Be proud of yourself. You're somebody. God didn't create any junk. Learn how to take yourself not so seriously. Sometimes, because sometimes we get boggled down with things that we make mountains out of molehills. Let me say it like that. We make mountains out of molehills. And laugh, smile, even when you don't feel like smiling. I heard Jesse Duplantis say one time that the enemy, whenever the enemy starts coming at you and just trying to take you over, Just start laughing to the top of your voice. Just start laughing and praising God and just thanking God, and just, you know, so the enemy can just flee away from you. You know, he's going to come back.
Amen.
But for that time, you know, you're putting the enemy on the run because you're laughing. Encourage yourself. Smile at someone. Tell yourself how great you are.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's okay to look in the mirror and smile at yourself and, you know, say to yourself that you're beautiful or that you're handsome or, you know, because God created us and we're jewels. We're jewels in His sight. Call someone sometime and just tell them, just let them know that you're thinking about them. Don't be judgmental. We are too judgmental on too many occasions. Don't be judgmental, because We don't know what people are going through. We don't know what people are facing. We don't know what challenges people have. And, you know, let's try more and more not to be judgmental of others. Pray for people. Pray for other people. If things are going well with you, don't judge other people because things are not going well with them. Pray for them. God loves us, and we're precious in His sight. See yourself the way God sees you. But in order to see yourself the way God sees you, you have to have a relationship with Him. You have to read. You have to study your Bible. You have to go to church. You have to be taught. You have to learn. But see yourself the way God sees you. You know, sometimes we just need someone to say, it will be okay. Sometimes people are on the verge of giving up, and to just hear someone say, hang in there, may be the difference between life and death.
Amen. I'm going to go to another occasion when I was encouraged, and I'm thankful to God. When a tree in our front yard, it cracked in half, and it was a big tree, and you know, I went to bed one night, the tree was standing, fully whole, and I woke up the next morning, and half the tree was laying on the ground, and all I could see was the large task of moving that tree, you know, sawing that tree up. But thanks be to the good Lord, I had a chainsaw, so, you know, that was a blessing. But still, it was going to be labor intensive to cut that tree up to get it moved out of the yard. And when I started to do that, my next door neighbor came over and he said, can I help you? And I said, yes, you can. Yes, you can. And my neighbor worked as hard as I did in sawing that tree up and loading it up on a truck to take it to a disposal site as I did. He worked as hard or harder as I did. And not only that, another neighbor from down the street who saw us working, I didn't even know his name, and he saw us and he said, I had to come down and help. I saw you guys were working and I had to come down and help. And that was so encouraging to me because usually, oftentimes, people are just so busy with their own lives, and I see you working out there, but you know, I got things to do for myself. But these neighbors, these friends, and I can call them friends now, came by, saw my need, and helped me with that need. And I'm not sure if either one was Christian, but they both acted in a Christian and loving way. And I received that encouragement, and you know, it's something I'll never forget, and it's something that inspires me to, when I see a neighbor in need, you know, I'll stop and I'll help. So that encouragement that they gave me is something that I'm willing and inspired to pass on to the next person.
Amen, amen. And that's a good thing, because now you're paying it forward.
Amen.
You're
amen.
Paying it forward. The blessing that God gave you, then you're passing it on to somebody else. And
amen.
That's a good thing. And you know, an encouragement helps us to move forward. It's motivation to others whose confidence may be low, because everybody is not high key all the time. Some people just don't have that confidence that others may have, that I may have or you may have. Some people just don't have that confidence in, you know, and you know, and when you encourage them, you may not know if their confidence is low or not, but by encouraging people, if that person's confidence is low, then you can encourage them and help them to feel better about themselves or better about their situation. And you might help to lift someone who has been bombarded with negativity all their lives. And there are people like that in this world. And it's easy to be discouraged because that's a negative thing. So the enemy makes that his priority. He makes it his priority to keep that negativity going. And we have to recognize the enemy. We have to fight frustration and failure and fear. Because the enemy is just like two wrestlers. And us, we're one of the participants. And he's the other participant. And he's just like a wrestler trying to get you down on the mat so that the referee can come over and say, 1, 2, 3, you're out. But we have to be strong. We have to stand strong. We have to know our worth. We have to know how much God loves us and give ourselves a chance to move forward and to be better and to be encouraged so that you can encourage somebody else. Amen. Every person needs to be encouraged at some point in time. I don't care how much you say you don't need other people to encourage you. You need it. Amen. We need other people to encourage us in a positive way, because sometimes we just get in a place where if somebody would just say, hang in there, or, you know, it's going to be better, you'd be surprised at what a difference just those few words make in somebody's life. And everybody needs someone who will listen to them, not someone who will start talking about themselves and instead of listening to you. And we all know those type people. You'll start talking to them about something that's concerning you, and the conversation always goes on them. Not those type people. You need somebody who will genuinely listen to you, and you don't want to share anything with someone who's going to publicize everything that you say to them. You need someone who will listen, who will encourage you on the real side.
Amen.
That's what you need. Not somebody that's going to tell you everything you want to hear, but somebody who can encourage you with the truth and with positive things.
Yeah, Hebrews 3, 12 and 13. I'm going to read this so I can get it right. It outlines the Christian's responsibility to each other. And it reads as follows. This is from the NIV version. See to it, brothers, that none of you has a sinful, unbelieving heart that turns away from the living God. But encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. That's a responsibility that we as brothers and sisters in Christ have to each other. The context of this scripture was that some of the Hebrew people who had practiced Judaism were being tempted to revert back to Judaism. The scripture is guiding those people and us today that we don't want to go back into that which is not true. Mm-hmm. Judaism was only a portion of the truth.
Mm-hmm.
But the Christianity that we live out in our belief in Jesus Christ is the full truth. It's the full gospel. And that's what we as Christians should do for each other, is to be accountable to each other, to encourage each other in our faith, because there's always going to be something that will try to tempt us to not live a Christian life.
Amen.
There's something and
somebody
people who will always be there to tempt us to not live righteously. There's always going to be a situation that's going to try to tempt us not to live holy.
Amen.
And an encouraging Christian, an encouraging brother or sister can help tremendously in our walk, the walk that we walk for God's name's sake. So we should be accountable to each other. And you had mentioned it earlier, not to be judgmental, but to be helpful. Mm-hmm. As we had talked about, it's a giving of confidence to someone else. Mm-hmm. It's a giving of hope to someone else. Yes, you may be going through some difficult times in your life, but you know, I take it from me. I'm a witness that God's mercy is right around the corner. So don't Amen. Give up. Don't give in. Don't give out. Just trust God. You know He's done it for you before, and He'll do it for you again. His mercies are brand new
every
single day of our lives.
Every day.
He's just a loving God. Like I said, he's done it for you before. He's brought you through some scrapes and some scars and some situations that you didn't think that you would ever get through. But His faithfulness to everyone who believes in Him is something that will never fail you, that you can depend on it. And that confidence and that hope in God that we can give to each other when we are going through something, and that's the beauty of that word. God is not taking us to a place to leave us there,
Amen.
But He's taking us to a place so that we'll learn something, so that He'll be glorified, and He's going to take us through. He's not going to leave us there. That's not the kind of God He is. He's faithful to bring us through the things that we need to go through for His name's sake, for His glory, and for our blessing.
Amen. And, you know, your kind, tender words may cause someone to come to know our Lord and Savior, because you took the time to say, God loves you and you are special. God bless you.
Amen.
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 A long time ago, He loved us enough to allow us to be born. He loved us enough to allow Jesus to come. Jesus loved us enough to die for us. It would be a disservice to Jesus not to love ourselves after all He went through for me and you. God elevated us by loving us. Jesus elevated us by dying for us. The Holy Spirit elevates us by living inside of us. Keep God first and be your best self. Don't give negative words from others.